Would you please stand with me and join in the call to worship that's printed in your bulletins? It'll also be on the screens. Tonight we remember the story of how God came and dwelt among us. We tell this story to all generations, that they may have hope. Please remain standing as we sing, O come, Emmanuel. Please be seated.
Tonight we remember the story of a child whose birth was heralded by angels, who was born to an unwed couple and laid in a food trough. Who is Emmanuel, God with us?
We light this Christ candle as a reminder of the light who was born into our darkness, Jesus the Messiah. May the visitation of your Holy Spirit, O God, make us mindful of your presence, our hope and joy. Emmanuel has come to thee, O Israel.
Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear in these lessons from Holy Scripture how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem the waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that the good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will bring all people and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world that God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God's love and who do not yet believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light of the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God as we pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
From John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Will you please stand as we join together in saying, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 234.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
We will now read Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And now we will all join together in Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
This lesson is from Luke 2, the first 7 verses. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. May God add his blessing to the reading of this word.
Will you please stand with me as we join together in the song, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
This is Luke 2, 8 through 12.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
Let us go with those shepherds to the manger as we sing Away in a Manger, number 217.
Thank you. This reading is from Luke 2:13-15. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Well, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us."
Will you please stand with me as we join together in listening to the angels as we sing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," number 240. Seated.
I'll be reading Luke 2:16 and through 20. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Let's turn to number 238 as we proclaim the message that we have heard from the angels. Angels we have heard on high.
Lesson 7 is from Philippians 2, verses 6 through 11. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Will you please stand and join in the song, Joy to the World, number 246. Be seated. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We've been listening to the lessons, singing the songs. This last song, Joy to the World, next year, so in a couple of days, practically, it will be 300 years old. People will have been singing about this birth, about what we celebrate on this night, for more than that, for more than 300 years, for nearly 2,000. You might ask, why? Why bother? It doesn't make any sense. There's a virgin who apparently got pregnant. We know how that happens. But it wasn't that way, because it wasn't the usual way, apparently. And she gave birth to a child and laid him in a food trough because there was no space for them in the guest house. This is a strange story when you think about it. There's a big star apparently above the stable. Cave. I've been in it. It's a cave. And three wise men followed that star all the way from the Middle East, the Persian Empire, maybe beyond, from the Orient. This is a strange story. If you've never taken the time to think about it, do it now. We've been singing about it. We've heard the lessons. We've heard the stories. Why do we keep celebrating this? Why is it so important? Because this is the story of the God who created all things that says darkness can't win. This is the story of a God who says cancer doesn't win. The story of a God who says that the tyrants don't win. The oppressive bosses don't win. The diseases, the struggles, the addictions, they can't win. This is the story of a God who says enough is enough. I'm going to go and be with them. I'm going to walk with them through their struggles. I'm going to sit with them in the darkness. And I will show them light. I will give them hope where there doesn't seem to be any hope. So that they can have hope through all things. This is why we sing this. This is why we remember this story year after year. Because we need that hope. We need that light. We need to remember that there is a God who loves us, who is faithful beyond our faithlessness, whose love triumphs over all evil, who even in the darkest moments of our lives sits with us and holds our hand. And that is why we sing joy to the world. That is why we sing glorious. That is why we remember this every year. Because every year we are reminded of the darkness. Every year we struggle through for various reasons. And every year it gets dark and the light shines to us. And the darkness doesn't overcome him. This is why we remember. And this is why we continue to sing. Amen. I'm going to invite the ushers to come forward. And as they collect God's tithes and our offerings, I want to let you know that our offerings tonight aren't going to be staying here in this congregation. They are going to go to do the work of the church beyond our church. They will be going to our conference, missions and ministries that in the Methodist church we call those apportionments. And so these gifts that you give tonight will not be staying here. They will be going out and providing light and hope to those who need it. Will you please pray with me? The prayer that's on number 231 in your hymnals and also maybe on the screens. There it went. Eternal God, by the birth of Jesus Christ, you gave yourself to the world. Grant that being born in our hearts, he may save us from all our sins and restore within us the image and likeness of our Creator, to whom be everlasting praise and glory, world without end. Amen. As we prepare to close this service with our song, Silent Night, Holy Night, I want to remind you about some candle safety rules. If your candle is lit, please hold it like this. If it is not lit and you would like it to be lit, turn to your neighbor and hold it like this, and then you may light it from their candle. I'm going to be lighting mine from here. And the ushers are going to come forward with their candles. And they'll come down and then we will light all of our candles together. And I'd like to invite Adriana to come to prepare to lead us in our closing song, Silent Night. Children, if you have those glow sticks, now is the time to crack them. All right, you're all set. Once the candles are lit, we'll turn off the lights and experience the beautiful light and darkness that is this song with these candles. Can you sit? If you have someone near you that needs a candle lit, turn to them and help. If you need your candle lit, tap on somebody gently and keep the flame away from any hair.
Heavenly Heart.
Brothers and sisters, as we go forth from here tonight, I invite you to hold your candle high. This light in which you carry represents the hope of Jesus Christ, born anew to us this evening, this day. That we may burn, we may blow the candles out. May you carry this light with you throughout this week and throughout this whole next year. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go forth and bless others. Amen.